In the WSJM newsroom, I'm Ken Lundberg. St. Joseph City Commissioners have given the green light to a new playground at Silver Beach County Park. At their meeting on Monday, the City Commission approved an amendment to the park's 1997 planned unit development designation to allow the Berrien County Parks Department to proceed with its replacement of a 30-year-old playground at the park. That came after commissioners tabled the matter 3 weeks earlier while seeking talks with the county on improving traffic into the park each summer. Speaking on Monday, Berrien County Parks Director Jill Adams said the county has hired Walker Consultants to come up with a better plan.
We want this as well. We are always looking at improving our operations at the park, and we will certainly continue our good working relationship with the Department of Public Safety and the city to get these things done.
Adams said the county will implement a pay-as-you-leave model for Silver Beach on the four busiest weekends this summer, with Walker on hand to study the results. Commissioner Michael Cirola told us there could be additional strategies.
I think part of the discussions between the city and the county have been, you know, what's a more automated approach to the parking problem? It's not just about getting more cars in and out in an expedited fashion. It's about using technology, hopefully, to do that. And there are some systems out there that embrace a QR code. People can pay on their phone.
St. Joseph Public Safety Director Steve Neubecker said he's optimistic about the plans after meeting with county leaders. Berrien County Administrator Brian Desette said all parties are working together and the county wants a good relationship with the city, especially knowing it will need more city approvals for things like restroom and concession stand improvements at a future point. Adams said Monday's approval was crucial as the county needs to get contracts in place and state approval by the end of the year, or it could lose an $850,000 grant for the playground equipment. The Bridgman Public Schools Board of Education heard from a large number of band students, boosters, and parents on Monday night as a grassroots effort mounts to reinstate Bridgman High School band director Cliff Repart. The Spirit of Bridgman marching band played outside the meeting as everyone waited for their say. A student told the school board during the meeting that the band will lose students if Repart doesn't come back.
I deeply urge you to reconsider this monumental decision. We die to a threat to terminate Cliff Repart and allow him to return to teaching his students at Bridgman Public Schools, or risk losing one of the best educators that Bridgman has ever had.
Repart has been on paid administrative leave since December, with the district saying little due to the issue being a personnel matter. However, it has said he violated a policy. A Facebook group called We Trust Repart has since formed and is now more than 900 members strong. They want Repart back. The group has printed yard signs, and many in the crowd on Monday sported We Trust Repart t-shirts. Repart was not on the board's agenda Monday, and no action on his status was taken by the Board of Education. The board now has a special meeting set for 6:30 tonight at F.C. Reed Middle School. Berrien County Drain Commissioner Christopher Quatrin has got his hands full in Bridgman as some major drain work is on the horizon. He tells us with the community growing, new measures are being taken to keep land buildable and prevent flooding in neighborhoods.
There's a lot of work that's going to happen because we're looking at basically the redesign of an entire city system through there right now.
Quatrin says there are four drains in Bridgman, the largest of which is the Tanner Creek drain that ends in Lake Michigan. Engineering is done for all to prepare for improvements. Berrien County commissioners have questions for the costs associated with the work, but Quatrin says there's nothing unusual.
I have in my tenure as drain commissioner has been able to bring all the projects within a budget and built under budget. And we've also been able to save a tremendous amount of money on projects. And I think to date we've saved almost $30 million in the drain projects we've done, and we'll continue to do that.
Quatrin says homeowners in the area contacted his office with requests for drainage improvements, and then they met with city officials. He said he hasn't yet been asked to speak with county commissioners about the projects, although they've indicated a desire to hear from him. A Niles couple that runs a counseling practice has pleaded guilty to Medicaid fraud. The Michigan Attorney General's office says Gregory Barney has pleaded guilty to two counts of Medicaid fraud, while his wife, Jacqueline Barney, has pleaded guilty to the same. The Barneys agreed to pay more than $48,000 restitution to the Medicaid program, and each charge is a four-year felony. They're accused of billing Medicaid for counseling services not provided. The couple is scheduled to be sentenced on May 30th. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel says her office takes Medicaid fraud seriously and has a commitment to protecting the integrity of the Medicaid program. Michigan State Police at the Pawpaw Post have started a new program to provide free gun safes to firearm owners. MSP Lieutenant Duane Robinson tells us the Post is teaming up with Bronson Prevention Services, which has procured several hundred of the safes. There are two ways gun owners can get a free safe via the program. It's now open to Van Buren County and Kalamazoo County residents.
Say, for instance, if they go and purchase a pistol from a gun retail shop in one of those counties, with that purchase, they are going to receive a free safe to go along with it. The second way is there are going to be vouchers supplied by the Post where individual gun owners can take their vouchers to one of those locations and they could receive a gun safe.
Robinson says those who take firearm classes will also be offered a voucher. The Michigan State Police Post is offering the initiative in response to the state's new gun safe storage law that took effect last month. Robinson says under it, guns must be locked and locked up in homes where a minor is present. Any current gun owners who are interested can stop by the MSP Pawpaw Post to get a voucher to then be taken to a gun shop. The Post is also offering free gun locks. March is National Criminal Justice Month, and advocates say people with mental illnesses are overrepresented in jails and prisons. According to the Prison Policy Initiative, 43% of people in state prisons and 44% of people in local jails have been diagnosed with a mental health disorder. Nick Buckingham is co-founder of Michigan Liberation, which is leading a campaign to decriminalize mental illness and substance abuse. He says instead of incarceration, individuals should receive proper mental health diagnoses and support, as jail often fails to address the underlying issues and change behavior.
In Michigan, a lot of our institutions to house folks with mental illness have been closed down, and prisons and jails have become a holding spot for a lot of these folks.
Buckingham says the campaign addresses stigmas related to substance abuse and encourages community members to engage with advocacy groups discussing the issues openly. He also reminds folks that calling 988 for support is another resource. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services has announced a new way for Michigan residents to track the progress of their bridge benefits claims. It's released a new function to the My Bridges website, where Michiganders apply for benefits like Medicaid, food assistance, and more. The new application tracker will allow them to follow the progress of their benefits application online rather than waiting for a determination letter or having to call into an office. When an applicant logs into their MyBridges account, the application tracker can be viewed on their client dashboard. For privacy and security, application and benefits information are only shown to residents who are identity-proofed and listed as the head of household on the account. The new tracker went online Monday. Americans are spending more than 8 hours a day online, and many are reporting losing money to bad actors in cases of fraud and romance scams. Google technology expert Grace Hoyt says if something pops up that appears to be too good to be true, it probably is.
It's always best to go directly to that website yourself. You can type that in. Go to Google search, click on that website, type that in directly to your URL, and make sure that in that URL you are browsing safely and securely. You'll see a little lock to the left of that URL link. That's how you know you have HTTPS turned on.
Hoyt advises using a password manager and also using two-factor verification to get into your accounts. And no winner for Monday night's Powerball jackpot. The prize climbs to $865 million for Wednesday's drawing. The Mega Millions drawing is tonight, and that jackpot stands at $1.1 billion. In the WSJM newsroom, I'm Ken Lundberg.